This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey, and this is Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Thank you to the people of Illinois who are taking this seriously, and that really is almost all of you. Some people aren't. We saw that, you know, on the lakefront in Chicago. We saw that in some parks in downstate areas of Illinois. And all I can say is that those people either are not paying attention to the news or they're stupid. That's all I can say. I mean, there's no reason why somebody should be ignoring this. You could be giving it to your own family and you could get it yourself.
That was from the governor's daily COVID briefing on Saturday afternoon. In the last few days, Pritzker also encouraged Illinoisans to wear masks when out in public. And by Sunday afternoon, he and members of his administration were setting an example.
Governor Pritzker wore a mask as he walked to the podium for this afternoon's briefing. He says,
meanwhile, musicians were raising money online for the new Arts for Illinois Relief Fund. The music here is from a live webcast by Chicago-based Third Coast Percussion. And all the while, the coronavirus continues its spread across the state. About the latest developments with COVID-19 in Illinois is Mary Hansen. She's a reporter for member station WUIS, NPR Illinois, and joins us from Springfield. Mary, how are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. How are you?
You know, getting by, I guess, at this unusual time, but staying well, so I can't complain. Hope it's the same for you. It's hard to believe. I was looking back through my files just 3 weeks ago, March 16th, is the day many schools in Illinois closed, that the state announced 12 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 that day. It pushed the statewide total past 100 confirmed cases for the first time. And as we go to air Monday morning now, 3 weeks later, where are we, Mary?
We are quite a bit past that. We are, state officials announced yesterday that there's a total of more than 11,000 confirmed cases across the state. Just between Saturday and Sunday, there were nearly 900 new COVID-19 cases. And that includes a total of 274 deaths, unfortunately. So we're just seeing a huge increase in the number of cases.
Now, I know we're always careful when we talk about these numbers to mention confirmed or diagnosed cases, because with testing as limited as it's been, there are likely a lot of undiagnosed cases out there. I mean, is that still your understanding of what's happening?
Yes, from what I'm hearing from, we've heard from the governor and the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health continue to discuss in their daily briefings the lack of testing that's available. And here in Sangamon County, I talked with the director of the Department of Public Health last week, who said, you know, they still don't have enough tests to get a representative sample in the community. Right now, it's really focused on high risk populations, you know, those in the hospital, those in nursing homes, other congregate settings. Private testing does expand that a little bit. They are able to, you know, test people who are you know, high risk or first responders or folks like that, but it's still not enough to really get a representative sample. So the head of the Sangamon County Department of Public Health basically said, we're assuming that it's out there, and so please take the proper precautions.
You know, our partner station WGLT in Bloomington Normal had a story in the last couple of days about criteria being loosened there at a drive-up testing site. Can you tell us what was happening there?
Yeah, so that's a testing site that the Illinois National Guard, I believe, is helping to run. It looks like the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is involved as well, and they you know, were testing you know, similar to you know, the criteria that I described, you know, those in high risk settings, you know, over 65, healthcare workers, first responders, and then they recently opened it up to you know, infrastructure workers who are showing symptoms, anybody who's showing symptoms, you know, fever, cough, those types of things. And then people even with mild symptoms. So it seems like maybe, you know, in areas where those showing mild symptoms in areas where there are a lot of cases. So that could potentially give a better idea of the spread.
So now experts have said the real number to watch here, while testing is still limited, is deaths, or at least the rate at which deaths increase, I guess, because that's a number that's not as susceptible to, what would you say, deflation on account of the lack of testing. So you mentioned 274 deaths as of Sunday afternoon. And I wonder, WBEZ had a story as well about that, based on their analysis of deaths in Chicago and Cook County, that a disproportionate share of them were among African Americans. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so what they found, they looked at the deaths among African Americans and found that 70% of the deaths in Chicago were among Black residents, even though they make up just 29% of the city's population. So so that's a staggering proportion there. And I know that the IDPH director addressed this a little bit on Saturday. She said that, you know, there's still a lot of uncertainty of what this means, you know, and talked about, you know, she's not surprised that it's affecting this vulnerable population. People who often don't have access to healthcare, you know, might have, you know, higher rates of some of the underlying conditions that make them particularly susceptible to severe cases.
Like asthma and diabetes, things like that. Yeah. So Mary, the governor's really pushing the idea of wearing masks. I think we heard at the top of the segment that he actually showed up to his Sunday briefing wearing a mask, as did Director Ezeke and other people. Can you tell us what exactly are the recommendations for those of us, at least who are not working in healthcare settings and maybe are, you know, mostly staying at home, but, you know, still going to the grocery store as needed?
Yeah, so these guidelines changed last week, and the governor, even before this on Friday, was encouraging people to start to wear masks out in public, and not just to protect yourself, but really to protect others. If you're not symptomatic, if you're, you know, you can still spread the virus if you have it. So he recommended, you know, not necessarily those N95. We don't need to be walking around like that. We need to save those for the healthcare workers and the first responders. But, you know, a paper mask or a homemade mask will do, just to, you know, reduce spreading those droplets, you know, if you're coughing or anything like that. So those are the current recommendations if you're going out, you know, to the grocery store or to the pharmacy to wear those masks.
And the last thing I want to ask you about is the governor on, I believe it was on Friday, also announced that the former, is it Vibra Hospital in Springfield, would become one of Illinois' field hospitals for COVID cases. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so the Vibra Hospital closed last year. It's a 50-bed facility, and they announced on Friday that would be the first field hospital outside of the Chicago region. So there's four up in Chicago, including McCormick Place, and then, you know, Chicago and the suburbs up there. And this would be the first one downstate. So when I talked to the Illinois Emergency Management Agency about it, you know, they said it's really a quote unquote turnkey situation where it's already, you know, unlike McCormick Place, it's already a hospital, a healthcare facility. So it's sort of easy to change into, you know, these field hospitals to treat patients with mild symptoms. You know, they don't necessarily need the ICU care, but still need to be hospitalized and monitored by doctors and nurses. So that's what that facility is going to look like.
Should we read into this that they're anticipating a surge of cases in Springfield?
I did ask that question to the Emergency Management Agency, and the spokesperson said, no, they're just getting ready, you know, all across the state looking for these facilities. And this one in Springfield, actually the city of Springfield had looked at purchasing it a couple of weeks ago. The mayor had already been in negotiations with the owner there. So they said this was an easy facility to bring on board for this. So.
Mary Hansen is a reporter at member station WUIS NPR Illinois in Springfield. Mary, always good to talk to you. Stay well.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.